This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You want to know exactly what I see? And that's trash. You got to be better. Simple as that. Like, you got to be more efficient here. You got to get out of this break. You got to stack your DB. You got to give Josh more room to throw the ball. You got to catch that. You got to make that block. You got to get that extra effort on the touchdown block. If Jimbo break it, he up the sideline. Just different things like that. Calling out everything that you're doing wrong to make it right.
Keon Coleman yesterday at mandatory minicamp.
Ooh, how do you feel about Bryson's fit today?
That's Bryson?
That's Bryson. It is bright. Bright Bryson.
Yes, it's different.
He is wearing the brightest red I've ever seen on the golf course. This is not like Tiger Sunday red, I don't think.
No, that's right.
This is like a neon red.
It's a hot red. A little hotter than Tiger's red.
Yeah,
I don't know. I guess Bryson doesn't often wear red. Now his shoes make more sense. His shoes have red in them.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. We'll keep you updated on the U.S. Open. We've already seen a guy chunk it out of the bunker into the rough. We've seen a guy miss two fairways over. But, you know, it's Oakmont. So the guys are going to be struggling. We expect that. We'll give you updates on that. Keon Coleman. So, big topic this entire offseason, right, Coleman?
He's the player. Well, him and Kincaid are the two players I wonder the most about.
Yeah.
About what they'll be this season. Yeah. Coleman, though, I don't know, like, am I too pessimistic on him? I'm just not as open to him being, like, a significant impact, you know, top-end wide receiver the same way. I still want to be a little open to Kincaid could be that at tight end. Like, Coleman, maybe he's going to, you know, he talks there about efficiency in his routes, right? And the blocking stuff down the field, sure, like that's stuff that's going to get you on the field 70, 80% of the snaps year to year to year. But my questions about him aren't about that. It's about, can you get open? Right. Are you going to be able to get open on a regular basis? Because he did not do that last year. And if he's going to be a guy that wins with the contested catch, then I'm going to need him to win more than 3 out of every 10 of those, because I can't have him ranking 120th in contested catch percentage and have it be, you know, considered, well, his specialty when there's 100 guys in the league that are going to do it better than you do. So I don't know. There were some drop problems last year. I think there's a good athletic profile, even though there's not the straight ahead speed. So I guess I'm a little pessimistic on the idea that he's ever going to be like a great receiver.
Well, that's probably at the root of it. I mean, if you want him to be a great receiver, you might end up being disappointed. If you want him to be a difference maker for the Bills,
right? That's different. Yeah,
that's probably a good spot. You know, there was Matt Parrino had a piece earlier this week. We talked with Matt on Monday, and he had a piece earlier this week talking about Coleman and Joe Brady. Separation is going to be the buzzword on Coleman because he does not really separate. And I do believe that it's very true. There are more ways to win than just separation. Guys that separate are often great. Some guys separate but don't catch the ball. Some guys only separate down the field. Separation is also going to be, to a degree, it's going to be a function of where you play, what kind of routes you run, all that kind of stuff. So Coleman, you know, he's not a separator. He probably wasn't drafted to be a separator. To me, his success is measured by what the Bills thought they were getting. And, you know, you could drive yourself crazy with this if you want to. Do you want to compare him to Xavier Worthy? He's a very different player. Do you want to compare him to Ladd McConkey? He's a very different player. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to say, you know, I wish the Bills drafted Ladd McConkey because you want the Ladd McConkey type, then you could have that.
Yeah.
But it's not like the Bills didn't know this is a very different player than Ladd McConkey. This is the type of player that they wanted was, listen, in that clip we just played, Coleman's not only talking about efficiency and routes, he's talking about blocking. And finishing a block so that James Cook can be sprung free for a touchdown. So, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, you want to say refreshing or it's nice or whatever. He's really hard on himself there with a self-assessment about all the things he needs to get better at. Like, you know, you want to know what I need to do? Everything. Mm-hmm. And listening to Coleman on that, I thought about anybody that does anything in your life. Like, what's your hobby? What's your job even? And go back and, if you could, take a look at your first day. How are you on your first day? How are you on your 10th day? And then how are you at your job in year 10? You know, you're in sales. You're a teacher. You're doing this. I mean, if we pull up clips of the first time I ever did an update or something, you know, like, look at this guy. He has no idea what he's doing. He'll never make it. But, you know, you work at your craft. And for Coleman, there might have been a belief when he came in that, all right, football's football, I can play some football. And you get to the NFL, and he has some early success, and then he gets hurt. And when he gets hurt, that's when the Bills were disappointed, is how he came back from that.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a key point in this. They were not disappointed with him early on. It was he got hurt and he came back, and that's something he had never really dealt with before. And maybe he just wasn't quite ready, quite aware of all that. So, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of keeping things, I mean, I've done this since they drafted Coleman, who was not my favorite prospect, but there's definitely reason to think he can be very successful with Josh, like a lot of receivers can be successful with Josh. So, you know, can he be their breakout star this year? I want to say yeah. I think he can be. What does that mean? Does that mean, what do I need Coleman to be? You know what I need Coleman to be? I need Coleman to be on 4th and 5, they call the play for him in Kansas City. That's what I really want out of this offense.
Uh-huh.
Do I need the best receiver in football? No. But I want someone, and the ball goes to Kincaid there on a prayer. The design play is for Shakir out of the backfield, which is precision-based.
And if it wasn't Shakir, like if in a different world, the protection holds up in that spot. Allen, if I'm thinking back to the play, right, there would have been two options. He would have had Shakir out of the backfield, or Kincaid was breaking open.
Wide open.
Like, his route was breaking wide open. Maybe he would have even scored.
Right, the Chiefs busted on the coverage there. Like, somebody was in the wrong spot. It's sold as, like, this all-out blitz. I don't think they intended to leave Kincaid that open, but maybe,
no, it wasn't at all, but it was all out from one side.
Right.
The other side kind of dropped back.
So for me, Coleman, like, hey, get to be the guy that, hey, it's 4th and 5. Where's this ball going? Like, we feel comfortable going to the guy that is, you know, our low post warrior. If you can win like that, that's good by me.
What does that play look like, though, in your mind? Because when I think of a 4th and 5 play where I got to make sure I get 6-7 yards, I'm thinking of a guy that's winning on the inside, don't I? Like, I'm thinking of what Diggs used to be for the Bills, which was just one-on-one, and pitch. I'm gonna jab step you left, and then I'm gonna cut inside, and I got you.
Right. For Diggs, it was often Diggs and Allen ran a lot of hitches, and like that was like their go-to.
But then there's the Beasley plays over the years that always felt like they worked on those spots. And Coleman, like I heard a good debate actually on the Check the Mic podcast with Steve Palazzolo and Sam Monson. And we've had Sam on, and he's said the same thing to us all, like throughout the entire offseason, is Sam always mentions how he is bewildered by how the Bills do not believe that they need an X wide receiver. A big guy on the line of scrimmage, an X wide receiver.
They kind of just don't even have the role.
Right. But to him and Steve got into this on their podcast because he brought that up. Like, the only thing they're missing and the only thing that's weird to me is they're treating their roster like, hey, we don't need an X wide receiver. And what Steve came back at him was, that's not what they're thinking. They don't think they don't need an X wide receiver. They just think Keon Coleman is an X wide receiver and you don't. And there's a lot of that out there, right? That he'd be better as a power slot and that he has never shown the ability to be a good player at that position. He didn't even really do it in college a lot. So that to me might be the debate on Coleman is he going to be able to do the things he did in college but do it from a position that a lot of people didn't think he would play in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
Or a different type of wide receiver role than people thought he might play in the NFL? Because that X receiver, I don't know, that's not usually the guy that you're going to on 4th and 5.
No, that's
the
right.
Guy that's either in the slot or the other outside guy that's off the line of scrimmage.
I think that conversation between Steve and Sam there, Brett Coleman of Underdog Fantasy, he does the Film Room, the Bootleg Podcast, he does great work too. He's pointed this out, and I think, you know, you say one of them says, well, the Bills think he's an X. It might not even really be that so much as this is something that Joe Brady gets to a lot whenever he talks about the offense. I think that Brady and the Bills have less rigidity than people out there thinking about the types of receivers. They play more condensed formations, so that receiver that's on the outside doesn't necessarily have to be as far out on the boundary.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a tougher job on the outside. I think everybody kind of knows that. For Coleman, when I say going on 4th and 5, you say, well, maybe that's the guy on the inside. I mean, he can win on the inside. He took 11% of his snaps on the inside.
Right, that's the thing. He never played there.
That's right, but maybe if he never gets hurt, maybe if the regular organic way that the season goes plays out, he gets a little bit more there. And, you know, if we're looking at the way that their roster is built, Josh Palmer is more equipped on the outside and Elijah Moore. Like, they around Coleman, they have better options. And maybe he finds his way to getting some snaps in those spots. When I say I want him to be not necessarily the go-to on that 4th and 5, but someone, he's not on the field on that 4th and 5.
Right.
Right? He's not on the field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He's on and off. He didn't play a lot in that game. He gets out snapped by a lot of the other receivers. Like, if they want him to, I guess we check if he's on the field. I want him to be a reasonable option, because Shakir elevated his game to a spot where they get him manufactured touches. They engineer their offense to get the ball to Shakir because they know good things can happen. And Coleman, earlier in the season, had really good things happen, yards after catch. I wonder if year two, what he has to show them between now and opening night against Baltimore, what he has to show them is, I am worthy of you engineering the offense a little bit to me as well.
Right. He's not on the field.
Okay. Not on the field on fourth and five.
The formation, before there's motion, the Bills have four receivers on the left and one receiver on the right. The receiver on the right is Ty Johnson. And then the four receivers on the left, going from inside to outside, are Kincaid, Matt Collins, Amari Cooper, Khalil Shakir. And then Shakir comes in motion. So when they snap it, there's like three guys all packed together. To your point, there's nobody really truly on the outside. Like, they're all they're all packed together.
Yep.
And it's Kincaid, it's Hollins, and it's Cooper.
The guy on the right that's on the end of the formation, the most outside, is basically in a slot alignment, kind of.
Right. And like then when they take the snap, there's just three guys all together. There's nobody outside the numbers.
By the way, close to it. Again, we'll probably continue to have this debate, and the Bills can win the Super Bowl because Josh Allen is amazing. But it's fourth and five, and the guys you just listed is on the field.
Two aren't on the team anymore.
Two aren't on the team. One's a running back.
And one they definitely chose to not have on the team anymore, Cooper. Yeah. Right, the other's a running
Cooper
back.
Cooper doesn't have a job. Hollins is not on the team.
Coleman's not out there.
So the next step for him is obviously to be in the trusted five, a receiver that's on the field. You know, you could say the Bills receivers didn't lose them the game, but there's a play where, I don't know, I don't think it's really even that controversial to say someone better can win you the game. Josh made his part of the deal, did he not? He made a superhero play.
By
running backwards, getting away, and putting it where he needed to put it. And there's, you know,
you could argue there's no one else in the league that would have got that ball off, let alone got that ball to one of your teammates' hands.
Right. And if that's, I don't know, put it this way, Joe. If that's Coleman standing where Kincaid is standing on that play, he might not make that catch.
He might not. He dropped a lot of passes that looked like that last year.
That's the step.
You'd like him to become a player, though, that in that spot, he's catching that every time.
Yes. Or in that spot, Allen is, you know, looking for it, whatever. A lot of ways to say it. We'll get some calls in here. Dennis in Lockport. Hey, Dennis, good morning.
Hey, guys. Great conversation. You guys are trying, you know, talk about where Coleman could be. You know, because I watched him play in college, and he reminds me of Matt Collins. And a lot of him is a lot of how Mac is. Because he'll do the other things on the field as a wide receiver some other receivers won't do, the blocking and all that. And I think, you know, you're wondering where maybe he could fit in. Is that role that Mac kind of filled in? And, I mean, how many touchdowns did Mac get last year? And he might not have been the breakout guy, but he was a go-to guy when you needed him in the right spot, and he did some of the right things down the field. And I'll wait for your guys' response to that.
I think, though, I think he's going to play that role this year. Like, all the things they asked Matt Collins to do last year for the Bills, I think Coleman, not that Coleman was already doing a lot of it. Like, Coleman was playing last year. He led them in snaps in a ton of games. But I don't know, like, doing the dirty stuff. Isn't that kind of what Hollins did last year? Doing the dirty work? Yeah. Who else on the roster really looks like a player with the body type that you would think could do that? So, the comparison, though, when I hear it, is I want him to be better than that. That's a limited player that, you know, maybe there are some similarities, but I would want to shoot higher than that for Coleman. I'd want to shoot higher than, you know, the guy replaced. If he's their new X receiver, well, that used to be Gabe Davis. I want him to be better than Gabe Davis was.
Yeah.
And Gabe Davis was a guy who would have, you know, he had 800 yards and 7 touchdowns every year he played. And I think I want more than that from him, too. But my question is, is this the right environment for him? Because How correct are the people that think, no, he's a power slot. He's going to be better as a power slot. I don't know if he could play the X. And, you know, like, I know Joe Brady talks about positional versatility and they don't really put guys in boxes, but the snaps, we see where guys play. Like, we have where you put guys at the end of the day. And he played 633 snaps on the outside and 75 in the slot. Like, they used him as one type of receiver last year. And even when he got the question and he made that answer in OTAs about how, well, we don't really think of guys as outside or inside or whatever, even after he said that, the way he talked about the idea of Coleman playing in the slot was he started talking about Khalil Shakir. So, well, we already have a dynamic guy in the middle there. And, you know, like, we want to move Shakir to the outside.
Which, that's...
Like, even when it's, well, Coleman could be in the slot sometimes, it's almost, oh, it's because we're trying to move Shakir around. Not because we think Coleman is this, you know, Puka Nacua or Cooper Kupp.
And that gets to, like, the idea of Coleman in the slot. What would be the best for Keon Coleman to be the most productive receiver he could possibly be? That might be to be a power slot. But what's the best for the Buffalo Bills? Like Joe Brady, right. And this kind of gets to the point about, you know, it is in fantasy football. Joe Brady's job is not to just pump.
Get the most out of Keon Coleman.
Right. His job is to get the most out of his offense.
Right.
You know, those two things often go hand in hand. But I would understand any sort of, like, you make a line between the two. Sure, if I wanted to get Keon Coleman to 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns, I'd put him here. But that's actually not my job. My job is to get the most out of the offense. Dan Graziano has a question about this. He posted at ESPN. Like, one burning question for every team. And the way he asked it, it's not really a Coleman question, but it is a Bills kind of question. And what he asked is, without even really taking aim at the receivers, he said, does Josh Allen need to repeat as MVP for the Bills to get to the Super Bowl?
Well,
does he have to be the MVP in order for the Bills to be as good as they were? It is ironic that we've watched the Bills try to build a team where it's, man, he can't go out there and be Superman. And then he won MVP while being right in that offense. Sometimes MVP is about narrative. I get all that. And this question,
more to it, yeah.
Right? This question would be staged as, well, that depends. He's going to get MVP in part based on what the other great quarterbacks do, right? If Jaden Daniels throws 62 touchdowns, he's going to win the MVP.
Yeah.
But conceptually, does Josh have to be the MVP for them to get to the Super Bowl? And what he says, he writes, it's inescapable. The Bills' only first-round offensive player they've drafted since taking Allen in 2018 is Dalton Kincaid.
Mm-hmm.
Now Coleman's one pick,
Coleman's one pick outside,
but he's not a first rounder. Like, you can't, you know, 2018, one offensive first rounder. That's Dan Graziano, ESPN. So anyway,
he also, I think, has no shot at winning MVP this year.
No,
they're not giving it to him.
I think he has a shot.
They are not giving him MVP until he beats the Chiefs. That's my proclamation.
They
will not give him another one until he. That's why Lamar Jackson didn't win last year. Well, not the only reason
they vote, but before that, you're saying that people just won't vote for him. Until
but they vote before that, but they're going to want the. We're not giving you. Yeah. Like, I don't think the voters, though, like, reading into how they operate in that way, like, it's about story, it's about narratives, it's about more than just what you did that season. And, you know, like, part of why they don't give it to Lamar last year is, well, he won it the year before and he has these playoff failures.
I would agree that getting it back to back, you probably have to be even better the second year.
That's, yes.
I would agree with that.
He couldn't do what he just did and win it again.
I think
he'd have to throw for like 5,000 yards to win it this year.
I think
he'd have to light the lamp.
One seed would do it. Mahomes got the one seed last year and didn't come close because he had a down year. The season he just had in the one seed, he goes back to back. Of course, Jaden Daniels, who knows?
People thought one reason Jackson didn't win last year is we're not giving you more than Mahomes has.
Yeah, I mean, those things do play on voters' minds. I wouldn't dispute that at all.
Right.
Sal on the other side, if you're on hold, we'll get to your calls as well. 803-0550. Sal recapping mandatory minicamp. We'll talk with, we've got an Edmonton guest coming up at 9 o'clock ahead of game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.